Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Odium, a musician out of Israel that sponsored me before. I'm giving everybody a link to his music in the description so you can check it out for yourselves. In one of the previous shoutouts I made for him, someone reached out to him and they've collaborated on an album. Odium's gone through a lot. He's had to literally deal with the aftermath of a bomb knocking him off his feet, and a kidney stone, and that musical collaboration he got basically kept him sane. But with no topic, I thought I'd cover something from the goingyourownway.com forums, before they're gone. Here's what a guy named Edward had to say there, and I quote, "So recently I checked out a popular forum amongst young men that I hadn't been to much since my 20s. This is one of those places that doesn't have much rule enforcement so people can say whatever they want. What did I find? Red pill truths completely dominating the forum and discussions. About every fourth or fifth topic was something about discussing women and their true nature, with almost every guy in agreement. I was amazed at the amount of young men that spoke like they had basically gone their own way 20 years ago." Unquote. I'm seeing the same thing in real life. I mentioned a while back that I spoke with a 13-year-old not wanting to get married, and instead focus on going into the trades. That's what I like to see, and I guess I'm at least partially responsible for making that mainstream. This is what I wanted. I'm seeing posts everywhere about the wall, the 80-20 rule, single mothers and gold diggers. Those have also been getting the most retweets on my Twitter profile too. I was entertained by stuff like that in 2014 and 15. So I'd say that the average guy consuming today's red pill content is somewhere about 8 years behind me. He still has yet to go through the red pill rage 2.0. And when that happens, look out below when it comes to fertility rates. The fertility rates are 1.45 right now in Canada, and 1.65 in the United States. But I suspect they'll go down to 1.1 or 1.2 at least in 10 to 15 years, just as the manosphere goes mainstream. Even CNN is making videos about this now. Men talking about female nature used to be demonetized and deplatformed, but now YouTube has remonetized Hammerhand, Undead Chronic, myself on the Sandman 2 channel, and many other guys that are unmonetizable. What was socially unacceptable in 2008 is perfectly fine in 2023. I suspect that's happening because creators like Just Pearly Things, Fresh and Fit, and now the channel Whatever are on the scene, collecting tens of millions of views each month. Rolo Tomasi is calling everyone grifters, while defending Fresh and Fit, saying that Pearly just took their content as well as his. Which is strange, because Fresh and Fit definitely were influenced by the book The Rational Male by Rolo. I guess he doesn't go after them because they promoted him on their channel. As for the Whatever channel, is it a grift? He started off as a prank channel back in the day and suddenly he's up to 7 or 8 million views a month, once he started doing Manosphere content. I believe that YouTube demonetized prank videos, so he's just reinventing himself in a new format that looks like Fresh and Fit except he's white and more like Elvis, stealing content from black men. He also has more than 4 million subscribers, so that's going to give him a lot of clout. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to invest in cats and cat food because women are screwed, Clown World show. Just as I was scripting this, I saw Gary over at Nerdronic use the word simp for his thumbnail about The Mandalorian. But that's a word that's been used by many black men in the manosphere 10 to 15 years ago. Women are not happy, in my opinion, because the more manosphere ideas spread, the less effect women's shaming language will have on us, because we will recognize the game. Another guy in the Going Your Own Way forum said this, and I quote, "This morning I saw a short video on Facebook of a man that was 40, single looking for someone for a life partner, but she had to prove that she had value to match his. He was in good shape and well-groomed. I don't know how tall he was. I flicked to the comments and read that women were hating on him, calling him a narcissist, and that women shouldn't have to prove anything. I looked at some of those women's profiles and most said single, all had photos of her with kids. Most looked very overweight or a couple were very skinny and well abused. Maybe drugs or alcohol. I'd say all the women were over 30 or 40. Good luck to him in his search. but if he hasn't got a relationship by now, he's only going to get a carousel rider with a kid or two, unquotes. Yes, if he hasn't found a relationship by the age of 40, the odds of marriage fall to just 10% or less at that point. It's becoming increasingly common for a good-looking man not wanting to settle, and all those single mothers are showing up trying to get him to pick one of them. They need to destroy his self-esteem so he feels so poorly about himself that he goes for them. In the past, a guy like that probably would have given up and gone together with a woman like that. But today I suspect he is going to stay single and that the shaming language won't work anymore. He probably only even raises his standards because the culture at large, men were increasingly shaming other men that go for fat single mothers, calling them simps. Shame is a powerful weapon against men, and women know this. That's why they're constantly using it on us. But when men use it on other men, like we do in the manosphere, then it's fighting fire with fire. Most of the women shaming that 40-year-old guy probably don't even know that he consumes manosphere content, and that it's effectively shamed him into having higher standards. Plus, women aren't going to change their strategy. They'll keep the shaming language flowing even though it's not working. They have a hard time adapting to change. The war is over and now women have lost. Now all they can do is watch the fertility rates collapse, sitting alone in the corner cuddling with their cats. As for the guy on Facebook, he clearly hasn't learned about hypergamy yet. A man wanting to date across or up is not going to get very far. He has to date someone below him because women tend to usually only date up unless the man is uber attractive. Instead, all he's probably going to get is a one-trick pony doing tricks with dozens of guys before she tries to settle down with them. As for the manosphere, it's now on steroids with creators like Tim Pool talking about the wall, as well as the quartering getting divorced. Then we have just pearly things and whatever, only making content for less than a year now. Do you really think there won't be more content creators entering the space shortly? They'll see the financial opportunities and take advantage of them. Maybe the elites are finally seeing that if they want to reduce the population, that they should promote MGTOW ideas, because it'll just push men away from women faster. That's what's going to basically bring down the population down to sustainable levels. I think that the manosphere which the elites were so worried about would empower men to revolt against them is actually a positive when it comes to their agenda. I think that first they feared it, and now they've embraced it. I wouldn't be surprised if guys like Tate, as well as Pearly Things, were their assets on the ground, spreading watered-down ideas to men. Tate preaches freedom from men, but also consumerism, which is nothing but slavery. I think that Pearly Things, if she's a psyop, is all about red-pilling men with a woman so that men feel hope that there are women out there that understand female nature, and therefore they might be able to change their behavior. That it's all about giving men hopium 50 to 100 million video views each month. That's telling me that the majority of teens and 20-something-year-old guys will have heard her speak or know of her in just a year or a year and a half. What kind of effect do you think that's going to have? That's when the manosphere is mainstream, and we're no longer rebels, but we're now conformists. Speaking of rebels, Elon Musk always portrays himself as one going against things like AI and population collapse. He's afraid of civilization dying without enough people go around to keep it going. But I wish that he could see that with less people around, more of the work would get done by AI. Technically, there's an AI flying his rockets, running automated scripts on Twitter, as well as sometimes driving his Teslas around. I also honestly don't think he's looked into the manosphere because he's too wealthy to care about being able to afford all the children he's having. Not to mention that he was smooth enough to get his first wife to sign a post-nuptial agreement. He was doing things that many in the manosphere couldn't even dream of 20 years ago. If I were him, I would be looking into cloning myself. Imagine what 10 of him could actually accomplish. But I still think he's doing a lot to help manosphere ideas flourish on Twitter, for example, because he's not penalizing people for misgendering. He's making it cool to be politically incorrect again. I also want to conclude by saying that the manosphere has gone mainstream, and now it's about the volume of content instead of the quality or thoughtfulness of it. Also, everything that can be said has pretty much been said to death by now. It's time to think about what comes next after this, which I think is a fertility crash, and of course governments trying to keep their tax base from collapsing, virtual girlfriends and sex bots dropping fertility rates even faster. We'll keep making video after video about these topics until the mainstream figures that out as well. That's about all I got to say on this topic. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Odium for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Check out his music, guys. Link is in the description. Also, don't forget to smash the like button the way that normies are going to smash down the virtual doors of MGTOW channels and take our ideas and repackage them to make a quick buck. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the grifters that are only here for the greenbacks away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.